So my name's Rachel, and this time last year, I left for Australia to do a six-month program with the organization Youth with a Mission. So I did what they call a discipleship training school, and a discipleship training school is broken up into two parts. The first 3 months is lectures, and the second 3 months is outreach. So my first 3 months was in Perth, Australia, so that's in Western Australia, and the second 3 months was in Manila, which is the capital of the Philippines. So I'm going to be sharing two of the main things God taught me while I was away. And the first thing is the importance of listening to and obeying the voice of the Holy Spirit. I really saw the importance of this when God told me to go pray for specific people, and it ended up being exactly what they needed or exactly what I needed. And I really saw the fruit of this and got to practice this while in outreach through sharing the gospel. It was really cool. There was one afternoon we were doing sports evangelism in Manila. And we're at a basketball court, and there was a group of people on one side of the court, and I was standing over on the other. And I really felt the Holy Spirit say, go talk to the group of people on the other side of the court and share the gospel with them. And at first I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, God, I want to listen to you. I've seen the fruit of this. So I grabbed one of our translators. I went over to the other side of the court. I asked them if I could share something with them. They said, okay. I started sharing the gospel, and that afternoon, six of those people accepted Jesus. So I really learned that when the Holy Spirit speaks, it's our job to obey, because God will be really faithful in what he says. The second thing that I learned is the importance of surrendering my emotions to God. And this was especially hard when I was stuck in the hospital for 6 nights in the Philippines with a serious foot infection. And because of this, I was not able to fly to Nepal for the second half of outreach like I was originally planned to. At first, I was so discouraged and frustrated while I was in the hospital that going to Nepal might not be possible. But when I finally surrendered how I felt to God, my attitude completely changed. It didn't matter where I was, because I told God that wherever he chose for me to be for the last half of outreach, that is exactly where I wanted to be, and I knew he was going to be faithful through that. Going into YWAM, it meant 6 months across the world from my family. I knew that God had told me to go, and I decided to obey. So no matter what happened while I was away, whether great or challenging, I knew that I obeyed God and was right in his plan, and there was so much peace in that. So when I finally surrendered my emotions to God about being in the hospital, I surrendered my preferences to him, I was completely in his plan and not my own. And there was so much peace in that. And God was so faithful through keeping me in Manila for the rest of outreach. And now being home, I'm learning how to apply these things here, which has its own challenges. I prayed about joining staff with YWAM or going straight into college, and I really felt like God said, go to college. And though homework and life here has its challenges, I'm learning to apply these things, to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and obey here in the U.S. It was so cool to be on outreach and see the people respond to the gospel, the hope it brought to people, and the power in the name of Jesus. So it really rejuvenated my faith for coming home. And lastly, I just wanted to say thank you to this church. There is a real spiritual battle going on, and I definitely felt attacks from the enemy while I was away, but I knew I had a church body here, a family that was praying for me and fighting for me, so thank you all so much.